Hi, Shama. So good to see you. Hi, Shama. So glad you're here.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Nicole. Oh, she's not on yet. There you are. Hi, Nicole. Give everyone a couple of minutes. How was your birthday? Didn't you just have your birthday? Am I remembering that?
I had a wonderful day. Yeah. For the first time in, I guess, 12 months, we could go have dinner in a restaurant inside. So it felt so romantic with the two of us.
Yeah, we finally have gone to a restaurant too, and without the children, which is like a revelation, a complete revelation to have an evening without children.
Yeah, and it's different when you talk at home or you talk in a restaurant together. So we had a lovely night.
The container is different when you're out of the house. It really is. It,
Yeah.
there's like a different energy.
Someone cooks for you. Someone cooks for you. So that is also when all everything is presented and well, yeah. Thank you.
Hey everybody. Hi Anne. Hi Kara. Hi Involves. Good to see everyone. Hey Kelsey. Hey Lisa. All right. Well, let's started. Hi, Corinne. Let's take a moment and get centered. I'm gonna make sure. There we go. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Let's take a moment and get centered and settled and fully present. So, if you'd like to close your eyes, or if not, just go inwards. I'm taking a moment to arrive. Taking a moment to come back to your body. Collecting all the parts, calling them back home to you. Noticing your breath. No need to change or shift it in any way. Simply notice it as a pathway back to yourself. Notice your breath so that you can connect with your body. Notice your breath so that you can connect with yourself. And as you breathe in this way and connect in this way, I invite you to call before you the energy in human form of your inner transformational leader. Call forward in front of you in human form your inner transformational leader. take a moment to settle into being with this one, with that transformational leader that you carry inside of you. Notice how this one looks. If you can see this one, notice the energy that this one carries and connect with your transformational leader. And ask this one what it wants you to know right now. And ask this one what you need to be reminded of today. What is it that they're here to remind you of today? And together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and out. Taking one more moment, connecting with your transformational leader, bringing that one even more deeply inside of you, and then allowing your eyes to flutter open. Bringing yourself fully present to our time together today. Okay. So, before we step in to our Q&A time, let me get the calendar up. Hold on a second. So we have just a couple more calls left for Coaching Mastery Circle this year. I don't know, time is so funny these days. So we've got a couple more calls left, and I hope you all have them on your calendar. I'm excited to connect. We're connecting a number of times over the next month, so yay. And for those of you that are in advanced, I already heard back from a number of you. It's been nice to hear from you, but just to bring to your attention, because I know we get so many emails in our inboxes every day, I sent an email out today about what's next after advanced. And so if you haven't had a chance, definitely take a look. I'll send you a couple of reminders too. You know I will. If you have any questions, please be in touch. Let me know. I won't go too much into it right now, but of course you just all know how dear you are to me. And if you know that you want to continue to spend time together and to learn together and to go deeper, you know it's my privilege and my honor. And of course, I love you no matter what. Okay, so all that being said, You all know the deal. This is an opportunity to bring forward any questions, any topics, anything that you need in order to move forward business-wise, prospect-wise, marketing-wise, client-wise, curriculum-wise, group-wise, or inner work-wise. Kara.
Hi, Joanna and everyone. joining you from summer camp.
Love it.
We have this little
in your background.
We have this little tiny trailer in the woods, and it's a beautiful spot. But there's 300 children around, so there's that. So what my transformational guide is working with me on is creating more space for myself and my inner mystic, and telling more truth. And I have in mind to do, and I'm sort of just like naming this into the universe, and it's still very murky, and my intention would just be to get your input on it, is to do, instead of launching another Untether Your Voice this fall, which I feel like it's too much with everything I'm holding, is to experiment with a similar to what you do, like a 4 to 6 week, maybe 5 week kind of course that would, you know, explore the value of the truth, explore like what gets in the way of us telling it, explore how we source it and how we dump it and how we shape it into something for the world. And that would be actually an invitation to Untether Your Voice, which I would frame as like telling your story is for those people who are, you know, the face of their work, that that's an act of truth telling, a substantial act of truth telling beyond the, you know, these 5 weeks that it's not going to be for everyone, but it's so that the program sells the other program, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I feel excited about it and scared of shitless, as I speak it out loud, which is a good sign. And I think I'd love your feedback because it's still in the infancy stage, but just what I rub up against is like how to market it and as you know, I have my issues with the word marketing, and I don't want to have to sell it as like, this is going to change your business. But I also know that I sort of need to. And so what, as I think about like what will attract people to it, do I pull on the visibility thread or just like say it like it is, you know, like truth-centered expression to grow your work, something like that. I don't need to know figure out the exact language, but I would just love your input on that and just your experience with running these kind of short courses and things to keep in mind for that.
Awesome. Okay. So first of all, I just really want to honor you, Kara, for sticking with the energy of the mystic and the truth telling just on a personal level, like you've committed, you know, that could have been just something that came up and was a nice idea and to like think about, you know, for yourself for a couple weeks, but you're embodying it. And I think even making the decision to not do the longer course in the autumn is a result of you embodying your truth teller and your mystic. That's right. Like that's a courageous decision to make, but I can feel that is living out your truth.
Hmm.
So I just really want to honor that. And as you were describing the course that you're thinking of, I got chills. I can feel the power in it and how empowering it can be. You do not need to sell it or market it in any way that you don't want to or that doesn't feel aligned for you. I would encourage you to double down on your truth teller and on your mystic as you market and message this program. And so one question that I have for you, you know, you might not get to it the full right now, but let's just lean in a little bit, is what does your mystic and your truth teller want your community to know about this course?
That it's so easy to lose touch with the truth. It's so easy to just get lose ourselves in the sea of like what other people are saying. And, and what gets lost when we try to sound like other people or say the right thing or market is a connection to who we are, like what we're here to do.
Yes. Yeah. That right there, you have it on the recording here. That's the core, right? And then that can lead to all the other results, right? Which you can mention if you want to, but lead with that. When we are disconnected from our truth, we are disconnected from ourselves. And when we are disconnected from ourselves, our work, our marketing, our business is no longer on our purpose or in our purpose. And then there are ramifications to that, right? Which do have to, you know, and again, you can pick and choose, but I think that's what your mystic, I could feel the emotion coming up. Like that's what your mystic wants people to know, and also like lean in on that personal piece too, right? Like what happens to us when we don't have our truth? What do we self-sacrifice? What do we compromise? What do we lose?
Right.
You know, and then come round to like how that's essential to a living, to a, I hate the word successful, but like whatever business, right?
Yeah. That well, and what I...
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I think part of my tears are just coming from a place of like how this has shown up in my personal life and how ultimately, if you're not telling the truth in your personal life, it's just not gonna, or maybe that, I don't know if it has to start in your personal life or if it can start in your work, or like you just have to start somewhere and it ripples out to the other one. But my experience in the last year is that getting more truthful in my personal life has allowed me to be more truthful in my work. So there isn't that element of it, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bring too much of that in terms of like what you need to say in the bedroom or whatever. Right?
So you can sit with that, but I would just say like, I think for your ideal client it is going to be inspirational for you to paint a picture of the full impact. Of embodying, committing to and embodying the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. If it's made an impact for you,
mm-hmm.
for your ideal client.
Yeah.
Is that helpful for now to kind of?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it feels like my lived experience, and that's what I always remind people, to trust their lived experience. So yeah. And is there anything related to the short course in terms of just things to keep in mind? Or
yeah,
just...
so a short course, we've had a lot of success with short courses, like leading into Sacred Depth. So like mm-hmm. I don't want to utter these words out loud to like jinx it, but what I have found is like at least 10% of people that join the short course will convert right away into the course. So it's mm-hmm. it's a great strategy. And you want to be talking about the long course from the very first session of the short course,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's almost like the short course, you could even create a visual. We haven't done this yet, but it's one of the things I'm planning on doing, where it's almost like a graphic that shows, for example, like how Sacred Rhythms is one pillar or fits into the bigger picture of Sacred mm-hmm. Depth. So that like from the get-go, they see like they're going to get this awesome pillar of truth, but that's like one pillar of this bigger result that mm-hmm. they want, mm-hmm. right? And then once you've kind of like laid that context on the very first call, as you move through the sessions, when applicable, you know, and aligned, speak to what happens in the longer course. Like, mm-hmm. you know, here we have the X from the truth. When we apply it to the story, this is what happens, right? So that it's not just at the end of the course when they hear your invitation that they're hearing about this.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they've already stepped in to the bigger promise simply by stepping into the shorter class.
Yeah. Beautiful. In terms of length or and pricing, have you found like any sweet spots on that front? Or
$297, $397 on a course that long for my community has been
Yeah. And do you do an early bird on that?
Anytime, because every now and again, I'm like, we're not doing an early bird. I don't play that game. And we're just not doing an early bird. The price is the price. And then we don't get sales.
Yeah.
Until the end, you know?
Yeah. Like,
it's just, I never want to create like urgency that's out of integrity, like kind of thing, but having that container around a special price, it just helps. Never want to do it from fear, you know, but like it really does help people make a decision.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, I got some truth telling to do between now and then.
Awesome. I'm super excited. I feel like this is a new frontier for you in a way, and one that's going to be really like effective and also gratifying for you. So I'm excited to see how it evolves.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thanks, Kara. Rin.
Hey.
Hi.
This is going to tie right into Kara's question. So I'm doing two short courses right now. My timing was just off. I was not thinking it through, and then it just happened. So I'm doing the Yoga Nidra, which is an 8-week. And thank you for all your inputs. I'm teaching it differently and have much more engagement with the participants. So appreciate your input on that. Today is the last session of that, and in the past, what I have offered is to continue on as a group coaching, because the Yoga Nidra program is like, it's designed so like this, there's the rest phase, there's the release phase, and then it's the lead phase. So the last 2 weeks of the training is all about, so how do you step into your purpose? How do you release that life exhaustion of not living your purpose? So I'm kind of priming them all to think about what is that thing you're going to do in your life, knowing that once you step towards it, your shadows are going to come up. And so let's join a group coaching program, and we can, like, if you're really serious about doing this, join this group coaching program. Now, about a quarter of the people in the Yoga Nidra training has also signed up for my Creatrix Face Your Dragon, which is a 7-week course. And at the end of the 7-week course, this is the first time I'm doing it for women, so I'm still kind of teetering on what to do. But for the co-ed groups, we offer a 5 months, like a longer program, like a deep dive after the short course, and we limit it to 6 people. So that is like really intense and kind of, you're going to get some individual attention. So my questioning here is like, what do I do? Do I not offer a group coaching to this cohort of Limitless Self, and then hoping that I will fill it with the dragon women? Or do I offer both? Because they will have a slightly different flavor. Like the longer program for the dragon training is much more directed, and I'm teaching, you know, like really skills on how to support each other in the process, versus the group coaching is more that, just group coaching. What do I do?
Yeah. Okay. First, I just want to make sure I understand the lay of the land. So I'm just going to repeat back to you and tell me if I'm getting this right. So you've got the Yoga Nidra that usually flows into group coaching.
Yes.
And then you've got the Creatrix that usually flows into a 5-month.
Yes.
And that there's no other things active right now.
No.
So the question is, should they both flow into the same thing, or should you keep them separate?
Yeah.
How many do you have in each right now?
About 15 in each.
Okay.
It feels like it's not enough to support 2 groups of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that
of those you would need a 50% reset, you know, which is not impossible, but it is high.
Yeah, and if I'm looking at my Yoga Nidra, like the group of people, many of them are coaches, are shadow work facilitators. Like they have that, they don't need a group coaching program.
Yeah.
I know that.
Can
they are not
someone gonna... that goes from Yoga Nidra step into the continuing from Creatrix and like be caught up in a way?
I think so. I could also offer them as a bonus access to the recordings from the 7-week program or something like that.
And tell me again the purpose of from the dragon into the group. What is it? What's the promise?
The promise is to in the Creatrix Face Your Dragon, it's mostly about like if you don't know what your purpose is, if you don't know what it is that you're here to do or create in your life, that's okay. Just pick something and move towards it. Like to build the resilience, to build the skills, to chase up the shadows so you can kind of clear them out of the way and get closer to knowing and expressing your authentic self. And the promise in the long program is we are going to do this instead of having a large group where you do most of the work on your own. We're going to like really come in and do some deep work. And also part of the dragon technology is to paired up into triads, and then learning how to support each other.
I see. And that when you say like, we're going to do this together, you mean move towards your dreams and actually create them.
Yeah. To like pick something that you can actually have manifested at the end of 5 months.
Okay. So for somebody that goes through yoga nidra, what is the bridge between yoga nidra and then manifesting what you want in your life?
Okay. That's it. It is the last 2 weeks of the yoga nidra. It's really about discovering or seeing, like getting clear on that. If you don't move towards this, what this authentic you wants to express, you're going to stay exhausted. It's exhausting to live a life, not like once you've rested, your body's rested, you're like, you're emotionally rested and kind of, then if you don't live out your purpose, that is going to cause a different kind of exhaustion.
So this is interesting. Tell me if I'm getting this right, but it feels like with both of the courses, the strategy is different, but the like end result is kind of the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. For this situation.
Right.
So from that end result where both of those courses get, which if I'm hearing you correctly, is like, you're that much closer now to your authentic self and to knowing what it is that you want to create and feeling inspired to create it, right? So then the next step there is like, okay, now let's do the deeper inner and outer work in this intimate space to create it.
Yeah.
So you could do this next round, you know, it sounds to me like they could both flow into the same thing. And, because they're all kind of, even though they've used different strategies to get to where they are now, they're kind of all in that same place and want the same next thing. And so you would just want to shape those few months. You can recall back to Dragon, you can recall back to Yoga Nidra, but like not too heavily on either, but really more like from where you are now, what is it that you need to get to that next place? Is that making sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So to just create one group and just flow all of them into that.
Yeah.
Now here's another thought that I had. I don't think it's the right thing for these two cohorts because they're kind of on the smaller side, but with two bigger cohorts to maybe have it at two different price ranges, because the dragon, the creatrix is much more, you get a lot more from that than from just the group coaching. So maybe have it at two different price levels.
With two different, like to opt in here.
Right.
Or to opt in there. So not, you're saying not this time around, but when you do them separately.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a different program, it can absolutely be two different price ranges. Yeah. I think what's important, like now for this, is for you to go back, think a little bit like curriculum lab. Okay, so where are they all starting? Where is it that they all want to end up by the end of it?
Yeah.
And then what are the steps? Even if it's repeatable steps every week, right? What is it that they need to get there? That's what's going to kind of create that cohesion and help bring people over.
Okay.
Does that make sense? How does that make
sense? That feels good.
Awesome. This is random. You didn't ask about this, but the thought came up. So I just thought I'd toss it for when you have extra time. I think that putting together some kind of free workshop that you could give at different yoga studios as a preview for Yoga Nidra could be a possible effective lead generator for that program.
That's awesome. Right. I like that. Like the there's a, like we talked about last time, there is, the, I feel this pent up demand for in-person.
Yeah.
For in-person, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And like in your area within a 30 mile radius, I'm sure there's plenty of yoga studios, Pilates studios, right. You know, places where I think this could be just like plopped right in and people would be really interested.
Mm. All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was hoping to get some help with a client today. This is a client I've been working with for 5 months now. And we're going to have our last scheduled session next. Maybe there's one more. But we're getting towards the end, and they wrote in their focus form, or we're having a call tomorrow. They wrote in their focus form, which I read today, they're having a lot of confusion and stuckness around like which of their businesses to work on. And this has been a recurring conversation from the very beginning. They're multi-passionate. They're like one of the smartest people I know. And they have a couple different businesses. One is like an herbal consults business. It's pretty specialized. That's been sort of like the backbone of what they do and what they have the most experience with. Mm-hmm. And then some new ideas. They're also an author. They're also they write fiction. And then the other thing that they've been really excited about is this sort of like astro herbalism, mythological, like really cool stuff. That's very different from the more clinical work that they do. And there's been a lot of excitement for that from the get-go and way less excitement about the clinical work. And we talked about that like from the very beginning. And, you know, I planted lots of seeds around like, you know, if it's not bringing you joy and excitement, it's going to be really hard to like slog through all the work it takes to build a business and to market and do all of that. But what it's always come down to in these conversations is the clinical work is what they have the most experience in. They feel like it's the most practical, the most potentially fruitful economically. And this other thing that they're really passionate about, they feel like a newbie with, and they're like, I need to get more information, more like experience with this before I like turn around and then offer it to other people, which is, I think it's valid. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they wrote that again on their focus form. And I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do this time that's different? I feel like they're a very intellectual person and I've tended to stay in that space with them for one reason or another in sessions. And I haven't really done a lot of like the deeper embodiment work, but I really feel like that's what's being needed right now. Is really tuning into their intuition. Because the other thing they were saying is like how they're always looking for the one right answer. Mm-hmm. And they can't find it. And then they're looking for outside people for validation. And I'm like, okay, we need to like tune into intuition to figure out like, first of all, there isn't one right answer, but what's like the most aligned. But I'm just sort of, I feel like I'm running out of ideas for how to approach this. One thing I thought of is doing some visualization of like each of these business entities and like dialoguing with them to see like what these different businesses want from them, what they want them to know, that sort of thing. But I guess I'm just looking for other thoughts and ideas on how to like get them through this, help them get through it.
Yeah, let me ask just one question. How do I want to ask this question? Like, what's the, for lack of a better word, like is the problem that there isn't enough time to focus on both, or what's the, you know what I mean? Like, what's the struggle or the obstacle in a way?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they have the time, potentially. Conversations we've had in the past, you know, they've talked about feeling a little overwhelmed trying to do all of those things. And their solution has been like, I'm just going to focus on the clinical work and like make a bunch of classes on that and like create a bunch of stuff so that I can like get it out of me. And then I'm going to move on. Like, their long-term plan isn't even to like do this. It just feels like they have a lot of shoulds around like, I just need to do this first and get it out of the way. And then I can move on to this thing that I'm really jazzed about once I have more like under my belt around it.
Got it. Okay. And then how established is the clinical work and have they been moving forward on it?
Yeah. I mean, they've been doing this for like 5 years now. In different contexts, the business isn't like, it's lagged quite a bit though. Like, they have an email list, but they just haven't really done a lot with it in recent years, but they're very experienced with it.
Okay. I have an idea for like the inner work. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm kind of just like thinking about, cause there's also just like, you know, people aren't risk averse, you know, are risk averse, and they want to make sure that they have money coming in. And so I guess like part of one of the reasons why I'm asking these questions is like, is it possible, right? Because it doesn't have to be like all this and none of that. If the clinical is an income source for them, is there a way, once you do the inner work and they get more invested to go after what they really want, right? Is there a way to kind of put a little bit of a box or a container around the clinical work with like a timeline? So like they're devoting X amount of time, and a little bit of this is ideal schedule too, right? Like, they're devoting X amount of time to get this much from the clinical business for now. And then as this other business grows, they can lessen that. That's not for everybody, but that's because I am risk averse. That's how I like to kind of think, you know, it's like, we're not going to just let go of this and jump right into this. Like, money's coming from this right now. Can we put a container around it?
Here's the thing though, is that I don't think it's about the money, because they're not really making money from any of these things.
Okay. That's why I was asking if it was established.
Yeah. And okay, that's part of their frustration is like, they've been like putting all this energy into like getting some classes put out there, and like two people are buying them and they're like, this is fruitless and I hate doing it. So like, why am I doing it?
Got it. Okay. Now I got it. Okay, so all that being said, without obviously being in conversation with them, and you know, they know best, but from what you've described, at least through your filter, I think what I'm hearing is like a core belief around, I can't go after or pursue what I really want. I need to do the acceptable thing. And that might not be their words, but something along that flavor is like this kind of like deep held belief. I don't get to have what I really want. I get to have the safety that is related to it, but not the thing. Yeah. So of course we don't have them here with us, but just from what you know and your intuition, Stephanie, would you say that's like in the ballpark?
Yeah, I think that could be a part of it. I think there's actually a bigger piece, a bigger belief of two things. One, that they have some negative associations with, they've said on several occasions that they have a pattern of, what did they even wrote it again. The old pattern of, quote, it's not working, so let me pull out early, that they have a lot of shame around ending things when they're not working out. So there's a feeling of like, that's bad, I should just stick it out. I I think that's one big belief. And then on the other side of that, there's been a lot of judgment that I've heard them voice around people who position themselves as experts who are not actually experts in a thing, and how they've taken classes with people and been really disappointed. And I think there's some fear on that end of stepping into this new thing.
Okay, beautiful.
Those are kind of the big ones.
Okay, beautiful. So what I'm kind of envisioning is, you know, to start off kind of like how you and I are, right? And hear from your actual client, like what dings from them in terms of core limiting belief, core fear. It might be more than one, but to like, you know, and you can kind of toss these and see if they resonate, or if not, just like what you did with me. No, I think it's actually more this, right? And then from there, you can go into a befriend your fear or a version of a befriend your fear. So that would be one route to take. Mm-hmm. And you can do a befriend your fear with a belief too, or with a part, right? A part of yourself and energy. That's probably, especially because you want to go kind of beyond the mind and embodied, that's probably where you want to go. But with the second piece that you were mentioning, I can also see some of the myth of perfection exercises, even though nevertheless, that's more mental, but you might be able to kind of fit all in, give some homework, but it feels like there's some myth of perfection, you know, even connecting in with the perfectionist too is a BYF or, you know, whatever it is. So I think there's lots of different ways that you could steer it to go deeper, that can help them have some energetic shifts and some breakthroughs. And then, and this is important, in any situation, right? We never want to do, like, I shouldn't say never, but most of the time we don't want to like do the embodiment work or work with shadow, work with fear, whatever the inner work with, and then is, and then not pair it with outer action, even if it's a baby step, right? It doesn't have to be like, and now I'm just jumping in to the astro herbalism and it's done, right? But it's like whatever opening occurs through the inner work, an opening has happened. There's an energy motivation. Use it for a step or two to be taken in the next week or two.
Yeah. Great.
How's all of that landing? What
yeah.
is clicking or kind of sparking for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we've danced around these beliefs, and I think doing deeper work on them, I think would be good. So what I'm hearing is that might be the most effective, is to like do that dialogue, that inner dialogue with the beliefs or like the parts of them, the perfectionist, rather than this idea of like visualizing the businesses and having that be more external.
I love the idea of the businesses. My sense, just for this person, is that until you, and I could be wrong because I don't know, only they know, but this is just my sense based on what you've described, that there is some kind of inner fear or obstacle. Like, it's not just that they haven't been able to figure it out. And I think without going into like unwinding a fear or a belief, it's going to end up a mental exercise with the two, because they're not going to know, like there's still the fear is there. So they'll go into their head, well, I don't know what this business has to say, and I don't know what that business has to say. I think that from what you've described, it's pretty clear that the astro herbalism wants to be leaned into, like that is the pathway, but it's a fear that's holding them back.
Totally. Cool. Yeah. I don't know why it's taken me this long to like look at that. I probably have some of my own stuff that's kept me from doing that work, but that feels good. I'll try that tomorrow and see what happens.
Okay, awesome. And if you want to, you know, like share how it goes, because there might be follow-up work too from that, you know, so if you want to share how it goes, let us know.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Kendall.
I've been thinking about what I want to ask since yesterday, and I'm still not like really sure. There's a couple of things. It's definitely like more inner. I'm definitely a little bit like shut down and just kind of tired. Like it was, I got nothing from my transformational practitioner, like to both like all of the questions. And then I sat with her for like longer, like nothing. So one, you know, it's like, you know, I'm tired. I just finished this project and, you know, I don't want to say that it's burnout. I feel like that word is like, it's definitely not burnout that I've had before. And I also feel like everyone's at a level of burnout. And yeah, and I don't really think it's that. And I'm also seeing the same in a couple of my clients. It's like, we're used to calling things burnout, but I don't know if it's like that. But regardless, you know, I'm really afraid of, it's like, I know I need to take a rest. And I'm also really afraid, I don't want to get in a situation where I'm like, oh, I haven't done any outreach. And then I'm like worried about money. And then I take another consultancy. Like I'm literally turning down another consultancy right now. Cause I'm like, no one will ever talk to me again. Or like no one will ever listen to me complain again. Even though it's like, you know, this one was supposed to be, you know, they're all supposed to be contained and, but it's like,
yeah, but they like, just aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't look at myself after this past experience and take another one. So, well, like self-sabotage does have its limits apparently.
And that is like, that is a, I don't know, you need to make a meme on that one or something.
It's so, and I'm also like, I'm also like just mentally, emotionally, like not doing great.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to, yeah, like I'm really lonely. I'm, you know, I'm sad. I don't know if this is still like the impact of like quitting smoking, but yeah, like I don't have a lot of like fun or joy in my life. You know, we've also like been here before. So, you know, and I think like the other thing I spoke last week about, you know, this client who wants to take a pause. And I spoke with this energy person I worked with yesterday, and she was saying about the client that it's like, you know, we've been doing like too much talking. So what Stephanie said, I kind of feel like I've been phoning it in. And so now I feel like I could have like prevented that, when it's like, I do think she needs therapy. I don't think it needs to be instead of the coaching. But, you know, I also suggested therapy to her a year ago. So I'm not surprised, and I want to give her a break. And, you know, she's not doing the work, that doesn't feel good for either of us. But I feel like something needs to shift. And like, I don't want to feel like I'm like phoning it in or just staying at the intellectual level. I don't have a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not like, it's the other thing that I was thinking about yesterday. It's like, you know, in general, like I want more like meaning and purpose in my life. Like, you know, my work before was like all about purpose. And yeah, I feel it's like, even like I introduce myself and I'm like, oh, I'm a coach. And it's like, yeah, there's no like oomph around that.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like if I'm hearing you correctly, I feel like there's a couple of things that go together here. So the first I'm hearing is that you do need some time to rest right now. But what I'm also hearing, and I think it's really valid, is like, you don't want to take time to rest and then not have moved forward on your business and then have to take or choose to take another consultancy. And so, like, as I heard you sharing about that, you can tell me if this is an appropriate question or not. But, like, the question that I was hearing in my head, it was like, does it have to be all or nothing with the rest?
No. And the thing is, it's like, I don't even know if, like, in the fall I was truly resting, you know, when I was taking a break from consultancies. So maybe it's more about, one, I think it's like there's actually resting. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. That's like the straight answer.
Okay. So then based on that and what you just said right before that, what would resting and nourishing yourself look like? Like, not, what's the word I'm looking for? No. God, perimenopause. I can't think. But it, not like just giving it lip service. That's it. Not lip service, but like what would resting and nourishing yourself actually look like? Since you said that, like, in the fall you took the time off, but you didn't, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, right now it's like, yeah, it's like, I don't even like sleep great. I just like, I don't want to get up and do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that, just motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like reading, taking walks. I mean, just like not working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like doing some stuff like in my space, mm-hmm. Cooking. Yeah, I need to kind of like reset.
Yeah. All of that sounds really great. And what would that look like while also devoting some time to client attraction?
Yeah, that would be... I mean, I feel like I have time for all of it. It's more like the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like the inspiration and not getting like totally like sucked into then doing something else on like overdrive.
So to kind of work backwards on that, what would need to be put in place so that you don't get sucked in?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with the question, it's like, it's not that complicated. It's like, oh, like having accountability or like not working in the evenings and, you know, yeah.
What's the but? I feel like there's a but there. Maybe there isn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's this piece around like the... Yeah, like the inspiration or, yeah, like, you know, I should plan a vacation. It's just that everything feels like work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some of the, my guess is that some of the like actually allowing yourself to read and cook and be like that, my hope is that will help some with the inspiration. I think another component of it, like I have been in the place of not sleeping, and that is no joke at all. And so, you know, working towards getting your sleep consistent is probably just like it, you know, I mean, it's not like an inner peace, but that's probably a component too. And then I feel like there's one more component. You tell me what it is.
In terms of like
getting back to your inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, I think like I need to plan like some time away and just like more like fun activities. I just don't really have people to do them with, which like I'm gonna start crying, but yeah, I mean, I can go to hot springs by myself. I've done a lot more than that.
Yeah. So I get the piece about not having to do them with. We won't get into that now, but it sounds to me like either way, making time, to have time, to go away, to do those things, it feels important. And Kelsey is saying that she'll go to hot springs with you, which is funny because I was going to say, I bet you there are some people in this circle that might want to do some things with you. So there you go. Everything, come to Asheville. I'll meet you there.
Yeah, New York, DC, Delaware. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're just not here.
Yeah.
New Hampshire. Yeah, so I think the other, so now I lost track. I got distracted.
Okay, so let's pause here. I know these are like, things to do, but it feels like they're actually important things. I don't see them so much as things to do, so much as boundaries to create and faith, to create for yourself. But really committing to these pieces that we've been talking about, it feels like nothing is perfect, but that could be an entryway to moving forward with your business and also having the space that you want right now.
Yeah. And then the piece about like feeling like I'm phoning it in and like kind of, I just feel it's like a reset on all of the levels.
Yeah. You've used the word reset a couple of times and it feels like an important one. If you're exhausted and not feeling filled, of course you're going to phone it in. Like when we're exhausted and not filled, we can like be present in our client work just for so long until we just can't anymore. The really good news about this is you're an incredible practitioner. So you're phoning it in is like great and totally valuable for your clients. But of course you want to do more than phoning it in, right? And I'm sharing that because it's like, it's not that it's shit right now, right? It's just that you know that there's a higher standard or presence.
And now with this client who wants to stop or pause. Yeah, I mean, it's just like one example, but yeah.
So you can't beat yourself up for it. All you can do is move forward. And I don't know, but my guess is that all of these things that we've been talking about can hopefully create a reset. So, and then that will impact how you're showing up in your coaching calls as well. I wonder if there is also some kind of local body worker that can support you in doing and use those words with them. Say like, what I need is an energetic reset.
I already started. I didn't think about asking for an energetic reset, but I have started to get some suggestions because of my chronic pain.
Yeah. Okay, good. So I would think about adding that to the mix too. And to really like, if I give you homework, just beyond setting up some of the things that we were talking about is like to connect in with the energy of reset, you could do some writing on it first, but don't stay in the cognitive too long, and then just be with it. You could put on music, put on some reset music, start really slow, move your way through. Like, not any one of these things is going to do it, but creating an environment for persistent and consistent leaning in with these things can hopefully open the way a bit more. And don't underestimate the power of body work, energetic work, you know, all of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Does that feel complete for now?
It does. There's a part of me that's like, you know, I want this to go away and I want to feel better and I want to have community. And yeah, I'm tired of like the same cycles. I know it's not the same cycle.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been hard.
I hear you. I think it's like, I know it's been hard for you and I think it's been hard collectively too.
Yeah, and I feel all of it. And it's like, maybe I need to also do more on like the energetic boundaries because yeah, I don't, especially without like kids and stuff, I don't have a lot of like, the joy and the awe and all of those other things that kind of balance out the existential dread.
Yeah. And so I think creating some of those things, I mean, one piece of good news is that everybody wants, no, I shouldn't say everybody. I mean, for those of us that are introverts, we want connection, don't want connection. I put myself in there, but a lot of people really do want more. People are ready, you know? So there is, I think there's opportunity and Anne's offering to create space for you to lean into your existential dread, which sounds delightful to me. So that feels like a good piece too. I think what's important in Bal, like these are, I think you have a lot of great next steps. I think what's important is to keep on committing to them, you know, like all in, some of them are more about schedule. Some of them are more about energetics and inner work, but almost like this is your commitment to yourself right now.
Yeah.
This reset, you know, like committing to this reset.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shamet.
Thank you, Anbal, for sharing all of that. That was beautiful. I think it's been hard for everyone, hasn't it? I mean, I have a family and a dog and kids, but I've been feeling a lot of the similar feelings. I think it's part of the collective energy too. It's been strange times in the world. But so my question, Joanna, is about my summit that I did. You know, I did so much and then I just completely burnt out. And because it was too much, I took on way too much. And then I just went flat, you know, and was just exhausted and had burnout, you know, for a while. And now we did that meditation. I haven't thought about the summit. And we did that meditation at the beginning. And that's what came up because I wasn't even going to ask any questions today. And then that's what came up. And so I'm really, you know, I don't know what to do with it now. It's like, do I relaunch it as it is? I love what Inbal was saying about the burnout thing is because I think that some of it was burnout, but I think some of it was like actually not burnout. I think it was getting disheartened by some of the speakers. Most of the speakers really stepped up like you did, Joanna, and you know, most of them did help, but some of them didn't. And I got really upset about that, you know, for me it's like peace, love, kumbaya, let's all work together, like, you know, and then it wasn't that. And so I got really sad.
Yeah.
about certain people just not doing their part. And so I want to take some of those speakers out now. I don't want to work with them again, right? So then that does mean that I have to recreate it. But do I mean, I just don't know how, like, can I just do what I want and take some of the speakers out and replace them and then relaunch the same thing? Or do I just relaunch something different? But I've done so much work already.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we have to look at like the bigger business purpose of the relaunchings. Before we even go there, I just want to like really honor the sadness around the speakers. You know, because I know I witnessed you and I held space for you. Like, you brought all of yourself to that summit in such beautiful ways and trusted that everybody involved would bring all of themselves to. And they didn't, which, by the way, is not unique to you. That's how these go, you know. But I know the anger and the grief in that. Yeah. I understand that. I just really want to honor that and just all that you brought.
Thank you. Wow, I just started crying. So I think I still have a lot of grief and anger around it. It's probably why I haven't done anything with it.
Right. And so, like, that's as an aside, it might be worthwhile to do a ritual that can help you just move through, express, and feel what you need to feel, let go what's ready to be let go of around it, in case there are just like kind of energetic pulls, you know. Yeah. So then beyond that, it's like, so what's the bigger business purpose, right? So when you did the launch, the summit originally, really the purpose of it was to bring more people into your community by having different speakers speak and then promoting the event to their communities to, right, so that they opt into your community and then you have all of these new people in front of you that you can start creating relationships with, market, make invitations to, you know, share with, et cetera. So that was the purpose, that was the business purpose of it when you originally launched it, to bring all of those people in.
I think that was a byproduct that I wanted to create, but the purpose for me was like the life path purpose of bringing the divine feminine to the world. And like the purpose to me was about creating community to awaken consciousness on the planet so that we can create an amazing world. So I think, you know, the reason why it hit me so hard is because I had this like the love train, the peace train, let's create a movement, let's change the world. And like, you know, so that, and then the rest of it was like, you know, perks. Yeah. So I think,
okay,
maybe I need to reevaluate what my purpose is with the next one.
That's what I was going to say, because if you launch it again, you probably won't be able to get all the speakers on board to promote it again. So it would be relaunching to existing community. And so like, will people want to step back in just a few months later? And then what would the purpose, you always want to think about like, what's my soul purpose in this, but also what's my business purpose in this? Only you know, and so what I'm about to say may not be your truth. I want you to really, you know, sit and think about it. But my sense, Shamit, is that what might satisfy business purpose and maybe soul purpose to next is for you to create, now you have all of these new people in front of you, for you to create maybe like a 3-hour workshop. That's, maybe it's not as many people are gonna participate, it would be more high touch, you would charge, you know, but anyway, that's just one idea, but I want you to think about what's the business purpose too, right? And for everybody, like when we think anything that we do, of course, you know, like it's soul led, aligned, you know, all, yes, yes, yes to all those things. But The other question that we want to ask is like, what's my ultimate purpose, right? So like, what's my goal for this, my business goal for this year? And then how would this project fit into that goal or lead me to that goal? So every now and again, I'll do a project like just to do it because it doesn't have that bigger business purpose. But even for those projects, I try to mold them so that everything is leading me to those goals as well. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So even if you were to relaunch it, it's like, well, when are you going to relaunch the Priestess program? How can this, as an example, how can this be used to generate, can this be used to generate interest for that program? Or is there another way where I'm still in my mission of creating community and all the things, but can also lead me to those goals? So if that lands, that's how I would recommend that you look at the questions.
And do I launch the whole summit again? It's just like I've spent so much time and energy building this machine in a way, you know, and it's all there, like it's all sitting there. And,
yeah,
you know, it didn't make back even the cost that I put into it. And so I want, you know, that's one of the things is I want to relaunch it to hopefully cover at least the cost, you know, that it incurred for me.
Yeah.
But if I want to take some of the speakers out, which I do, yeah, and put other speakers in, if I relaunch it, it's not the same thing. So can I maybe use the same, like some of it, and then change it up a bit and then relaunch it? No?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, so if you change the title or not, or whatever it is, it is important to just ask permission if you're going to use people there, you know, to just let them know. If you call it the same exact thing and it's no new speakers, but you just take out old speakers, you know what's an integrity for yourself or not, but you may also just want to consider sending an email to those that you're taking out, not asking permission, but just say, hey, I'm launching this again. In case you see it out there, I want you to know I'm not using your interview this time around. So, but you get to do whatever you want, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. I guess maybe rephrase that. Is that like in the summit world, is it an okay thing to do? Or like what, I guess I just wanted your feedback, your advice.
So, right. So like in the summit world, again, the business purpose of summits is to have all these people mailing for you to grow your community. So it's very rare for someone to relaunch a summit that already happened, because that's usually the business purpose. You could send out to your community, you know, like X amount of dollars for recordings and that kind of thing. That's done a lot. And in that case, you can reorganize it however you want. Just let people know.
I guess it would be quite good if I could change it up a bit and relaunch it, huh? So it's new and fresh.
Again, depending on what you're using it for. If you're going to use it for bringing more community in, you want to switch it up. If you're using it to sell, to recoup what you spent, not necessarily. I don't want you to go now and put a ton of extra work into this while you're still recovering, you know, from all the work you already put into it. So I think, again, the first thing to get clear on is what's the business purpose of this? And then once you know, like, it's to recoup the money, or I want to bring more people in, you know, like, what is your function? Then we can kind of see what's the least amount of energy you can put in, but to make it effective and impactful.
Thank you. I really loved Inbal Share because I feel like so flat from it still. So I guess that's probably why I don't have the inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. So there might be some more releasing, expressing and releasing there for you.
Thank you, Joanna.
Yeah, you're welcome. Tammy.
Hi.
Hi.
First, I just want to acknowledge that I ended my mentorship with Victoria. And that feels really good and freeing.
Yay.
And I feel like it took a lot of energy to, you know, do it in a way that I honored her, even though there was a lot of frustration. But we did it and it felt good. And my question for today is about my other apprentice who had expressed when we finished like a month or two ago that she would like to be held in a container again, but she also had decided to move from California to Massachusetts. And so she was in that transition. So she just moved, but is obviously in chaos. And I wanted to think about how I'm going to hold container. I mean, she really, we could probably do the same thing, but you know, like now she's going to be building a new business. I mean, she was always doing online work even before COVID. So like she's got clients, but she wants to kind of, I think really step into what she's created with our work together.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now going through a big move that is also about your family and freedom, I want to support her in that journey. So I was going to just kind of have a conversation with her and ask her, you know, what she liked most about it, you know, what was important for her in that work, as well as what she might have wanted more of. And then, you know, kind of sit with and create it. But I don't want to lose, I won't lose her because she's like a lifetime client for sure. Yeah, but I don't want to lose her in this moment when she's like, where she could really use the support. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like the way you're thinking. I would shift some of the questions a little bit. So, you know, reach out to her to connect. And you can even like in the outreach say like, I know you're moving and like you're still, you know, in the corridor and having just moved myself. You know, one of the reasons why I'm not waiting a long time to get in touch with you is because I know how important support is when you're in that corridor, you know, and you can even speak to like, you know, I was holding space for you in that time, like just how powerful and valuable it is to use, you know, what we were talking about with Inbal, it's a reset time, you know, and to like have that space and that container for the reset and the settling in and say, so, you know, I did, you know, want to see if you wanted to connect on, you know, how we can continue working together. I see holding space for you during this period is just phase one of what that work would look like. And then in the conversation, I would do it less about like what she loved and what she would want more of and more about where she is and what she needs next. So similar to how I lay out how to do like a next step process, I would do a little bit of like conversation and celebration just around what is like where she was a year ago and where she is now and all that's shifted on the inner and outer as an opportunity to celebrate, to honor all the work and to get a really good, analysis of where she is right now. And then from there, I'd say now in a year from now, where do you see yourself, inner, outer, business, personal, and really have her get clear on where she wants to be. And then from there, you can say, okay, these are the things that I see we would work on together to get you to where you want to be next year. And then she can add to that and whatever. And then once you kind of get clear on the pieces that you want to work on, you can then go and say, let me think about how many sessions, what that would look like, et cetera, and get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a lot of like the celebrating and she really sees like we did that. And then we've had like just monthly sessions like the last 2 months. But I feel like I want to really like get her in a container now that she's like on the, like literally on the road. And
yeah,
so, but I like looking at like, what do you, what's your vision for the next year? I think that's, that'll be really good for her. Awesome. So thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. And yay, you learned so much from Victoria and it was time for her to be released. And so yeah. I'm happy that you have that freedom.
Thank you.
Healthy.
I wasn't even to raise my hand to say anything today, but then I kind of got inspired during Involve. I was like, it doesn't have to all be like, what's the next thing on my business? Because I'm a little bit in that lull place too. I mean, I guess a lull isn't exactly the right word, although that is the impact, is that it's like, it's summer and I'm enjoying it and I'm doing a lot of personal growth work and things are shifting. And I like feeling a little bit more like maybe I'm about ready to do something. Like I'm thinking about a retreat for the fall, although I'm having a hard time finding a place. And yet I'm not doing it. So I'm still dancing between that place of surrendering, you know, by the way, I'm still doing my business, which is working fine and supporting me. And like, that's, I have to keep reminding myself, like I have a business that supports itself. Yes. And yeah, so it's full, you know, my coaching business, my acupuncture business stays full all the time. My coaching business, when I put a little bit more energy into it, you know, fills up. And when I pull back on my energy, people, you know, over time dribble off. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, maybe that's okay right now. And I'm doing a lot of personal growth work and relationship work and, you know, all the stuff in myself. And I wanted to just be here in the space with you because I know the times are short and that's what we're here for, is to sort of be witnessed in this. And, yeah, it's, you know, there's good days and bad days and days where I just want to be with myself and read a book. I have a stack of books this high that I want to read. And then there's days where I'm like, I need to plan my next retreat. And I kind of just, you know, going between the two. And then the thing that's coming up is, well, one, I'm dipping into slow power in a different way than I have. And, you know, the good news about the word slow power is that I can have it be slow power and it can kind of evolve a little bit. Cause I feel like my work is evolving a little bit, like Kara's, you know, Kara's like, was a story coach and now she's talking about truth telling and whatever. And it's like, there's a part of, as I'm growing, what is it that I'm really wanting to attract and learn and teach? And I think that's part of why I haven't like full blown, you know, done a whole new marketing program, is things are shifting a little bit.
Yeah. So what would it look like to honor that?
What it would look like to honor that is just to, it's sort of what it's happening right now, is just being okay with it. Yeah. And noticing the part of me that comes up that's comparing mine when I'm in circles like this, where it's like, I should be planning my next class and da da da, and just going, okay, that's not me right now. But it's not like it never will be. It's just right now, and really enjoying that and trust. I mean, the word trust keeps coming up. It's just trusting that when I have the energy and the oomph and the enthusiasm again, it's there when I need it, when I really need it. And it's summer.
Feels like a deepening in to so many of the themes that I've witnessed you working on in the last couple of months. Of like really trusting your business, really trusting yourself, really trusting your life, and knowing that you can play and not like always be manically on top of things and still have every single last thing that you need.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real trust. It's a trust in myself, but it's also like a trust in the universe and my guides and, you know, that like literally this, that I'm being held. I feel that in a, like a deeper way. I'm kind of even emotional about it. It's like, it's going to be fine, you know, and I don't need to do it all. It doesn't all need to be perfect. I don't need to do it just like everybody else looks like they're doing it right now. And that's actually part of the magic of it. Yeah. One question that came up actually that I've been sort of mulling over since Kara spoke, which was, because she said, you know, she's going from this thing that's about, you know, your story for your business or whatever, and that that's so much easier to market than when she's like truth telling, you know, it's like, you kind of want to hook it into like, how's it gonna, why should people buy this? And that's a little bit the thing that I've struggled with a lot myself. You know, it's like, I'm not like just working with entrepreneurs and how to slow down and do less in their business and, you know, whatever. I'm sort of like, this is me and this is my journey. And I haven't quite, yes, it helps people do their business better. Yes, it helps people, you know, be better in their relationships and with their health and whatever, but something about nailing that into a profit statement or whatever, you know what I mean? Like the mission statement, maybe I need to work with a branding person who will say like, take my story and say, well, this is what you're actually doing for people. I don't know.
Maybe like that is possible, but you know, since it's like, it's come up twice on this call, I really like a couple of things I want to say. Number one, you don't just have to sell, make more money, right? Like we're like, if you were to ask me right now what I spend most of my money and time on, like my, you know, like when I'm not working, or that's not the right way, where I make most of my investments is not in my business.
Not in what? It's
not in my business. It's in my well-being. It's in my feeling of freedom from attachment to, you know, it's from like my ability to take pleasure. Like, of course my business is related to that, but that's not the only, some people, yes, for sure. But that's not the only deep desire, you know, in the world. Yeah. And energy follows energy. You know, I will relate this to everything and anything. The more that you believe that, the more your marketing will be compelling in that, right? So right. Yes, I wouldn't stop mentioning that slow power can help you in your business or help you in your work or whatever. Like, but that, I don't think that's the lead.
Right.
You know, like the lead, and these aren't the right words, maybe exactly, is the freedom, is the well-being, is having more of yourself. Yes. You know, like at the end of the day, like even how you're describing the summer, that's your top priority.
Yeah.
Right now, right? And I'll just like one last thing, I can go on and on. So with Sacred Depths, like we have a couple of different like message lines that we use. And every time I'm like, let's lean into the business, like how this is going to make you more money. That's not the thing that most people, that's not why people buy it. Like in the end, people buy Sacred Depths for two, yes, the business piece, but really it's two other bigger, mainer reasons. Number one, their own transformation. So first and foremost, their own transformation, that gets them every time. My people want transformation, right? Number one. And number two, they want to be able to hold that space with their client.
Yeah.
And every time I try like more money, you know, like I'm never going to take it out. It's definitely a piece that builds the case. But it's not the primary reason, and it's never going to be the primary reason.
Yeah, I think the transformation piece was the primary reason that I did it with you originally. I mean, yes, the business was. So when I think about myself, and I think that's who my audience is yes, they want to do a bit better at their businesses. A lot of them work for other people. They're not, you know, running their own businesses. But I do think it's the transformation. It's the well-being. It's the getting more of themselves and the freedom their shoulds and, you know, improving their self-worth and all the stuff.
So double down on that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And that's what I'm sort of doubling down on for myself this summer.
That's what I was going to say. That's like, right. It's perfect. You're doing it for yourself and then you can bring it into your marketing.
Yeah. For the fall, I think. Yeah. I'm sort of like, at some point I have to set myself a deadline too. I am a deadline driven. I am a doer. It's like at some point, okay. Just do it. And yeah, maybe that's September. Yeah.
Just reassess once a month, right? Like every couple of weeks, like now, yeah. Right? But then
Yeah. And then I need, I want to be writing more from just saying this out loud so that I can kind of commit to it in this circle, in this space. I do want to be writing more for myself, for my own healing, but also just like a little bit to remind people who I am and what I do, but not to market anything, but just to be like saying who I am and what I offer and what I'm going through. And that's the vulnerability piece. And that makes me back away. But I think I can integrate that as like part of this healing and, you know, whatever that I'm doing this summer and whether I, you know, publish them or not or whatever, but write them and then hopefully get the courage to put them out. So that's what I'm committing to.
I love it. Beautiful. Thanks. We can see the writing. Thank you, everybody. It's so good to be with all of you. Thanks for all of the ways that you're showing up. I'm sending you a lot of love. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.